Coast Radio News for Wednesday, October 7, 2020. I'm George Henry. The Mapleton location of Banner Bank recently closed, inviting speculation from social media as to the reason. One of the questions asked was if it was related to COVID-19 and the limited availability to service customers in an indoor setting. Kelly McPhee, Vice President of Communications and Public Relations, told Coast Radio that while there was a very small decrease in customer activity at the location, the decision to close the branch came before the effects of COVID-19 were known. Earlier this year, McPhee said they looked at several locations from a stewardship perspective and from customer input and decided that many of the daily activities of its customers at the Mapleton branch were being served online.
Closing a branch is never an easy decision. In this case, we have been looking at how our clients use the branch and how much they prefer the branch together with other options such as digital and online banking.
McPhee said after discussions with local leaders and customers, it was deemed responsible to close the branch. She said they consolidated it with the Florence location so that when customers had specific needs for a branch location, they would be there.
We want to be absolutely sure before we make that decision because we enjoy serving every community we're in. It's an important part of who we are as a company.
McPhee says with over 130 years of customer service under their belts, they don't take lightly to having to close even one branch. According to requirements of Phase 2 of the COVID-19 reopening plan, counties experiencing more than 100 cases per 100,000 people per week are in danger of reverting to Phase 1 of the plan. Recent spikes in cases in the Eugene-Springfield area are a cause for alarm for Lane County Public Health. Considering the size of Lane County and the greater majority of population centered around Eugene, Florence would be unduly affected by the increases. The Florence area cases have been reduced by 1 and reverted back to 24, but cases for the entire county climbed by 54 yesterday, and there are currently 262 cases considered infectious for a new high. Lane County also added another death to its total, raising it to 21. The latest is a 94-year-old woman from the Eugene-Springfield area. Lane County commissioners are not quite ready to recommend a move back to Phase 1 and are working on stronger messaging to influence groups that may consider gathering during the pandemic. There is still no active enforcement of regulations regarding COVID-19 restrictions, which raises the question of accountability. The 20 to 29 age group is still the number one spreader of the virus. Statewide, there were 301 new confirmed cases yesterday and 9 new deaths. With Coast Radio's original Great Pumpkin giveaway hosted by True Value, the Saw Shop and Old School Furniture just 2 weeks away, it took some wrangling to get things ready for a COVID-19-related event. City of Florence was in favor of the efforts to have a Halloween-related event, but wanted to know that it would be in line with CDC and state mandates. For that reason, this year will be a parade-style giveaway with cars lining up along Quince Street and making their way down 6th to the Old School Furniture parking lot, where Syosa Valley Fire and Rescue workers will hand out pumpkins and candy to all kids under 18. Because of the limited number of activities around the area, Coast Radio also believed this might be a banner year and worked with local businesses and nonprofits to make sure there was enough candy. Florence Kiwanis, Grocery Outlet, Crossroad Assembly, and Syosa Glass and Mirror are all sponsoring candy this year. Gene Murphy of Coast Insurance is a member of the Florence Kiwanis and said that when the club was approached to take part, the board of directors knew that it was a good fit for the Kiwanis, whose motto is serving the children of the world. She said the Kiwanis Club is happy to make local kids happy. Dale Edwards with Crossroad Assembly also asked church members to help contribute since they were not going to be able to do their annual trunk or treat. The original Great Pumpkin giveaway will be Thursday, October 22nd, beginning at 4 p.m. sharp. A map showing the route will also be published in the Syosa Law News. Gas prices in Florence saw a one-day jump of 6 cents on average, raising the average price of a gallon of regular gas to $2.41. Demand has risen slightly over the past week, and the threat of another hurricane headed towards the Gulf Coast is raising some concern, though typically the West Coast prices are only slightly affected by Gulf weather. That's Coast Radio News for Wednesday, October 7th, 2020.